Our 2019 Legends Awards recipient of the Crest All-Star Basketball Banquet, Bob Roberts, not too long out of the game, just 3 years ago. Normally we go back a little deeper, but my gosh, you've won 1,000 games. Congratulations. What's it mean to be a legend?
I'm a young legend, right, Brad? It's pretty exciting. I mean, of course, my dad got the award too, and people like Jim Enloe. Pretty exciting. Very humbled by it, and it's an awesome award.
29 years in basketball, three stops. You know, I was thinking about you deserve an award for that, doing boys and girls. So you're coaching doubleheaders every night, and you've got two practices every day. So how did you keep it fresh and stay motivated?
Well, I really enjoyed going to practice. That's when I knew it was time to quit. Well, I didn't want to go to practice anymore. But not to mention, Brad, you know, when I was at Atlanta for 9 years, I did everything. I did baseball, softball, both basketballs, both junior high as an athletic director. And I was thinking about that on the way over here tonight. You know, we got to the quarterfinals in baseball two years there. And so that means I was going a week and a half after school was out, 2 weeks before school started. Didn't even think about it. I was just so involved in it and didn't even think about it. I think the big thing is just love to be around kids. I guess that's what I would say.
And have a wife that understands, right?
Oh, amen, man. She loves basketball and understood where it was at. And I don't know how people get along that don't have a wife that's interested in it.
Probably have asked you the question, but have you ever thought about, did you ever entertain moving up to a bigger school and focusing on a single program?
I really did think about that. Actually, when I moved to Cairo, I thought about just taking the one job. Then I thought, you know, I don't know what I would do with myself. I thought, you know, I'm going to have to stay busy. Thought about the college ranks, had a college offer one time. Just decided that wasn't me. I thought, you know, the small school's kind of where I need to be and need to stay, and I'm glad I made that choice.
Bob Roberts, my guest, Legends Award winner. I want to talk about the Atlanta girls because I was with you for a lot of those years. The 11 years you spent there, 265-49 was about as dominant a run as we've had around here. You got three Show Me Showdowns, and you were on the doorstep a couple of times. And finally, in 1998, I think I even said it maybe in the broadcast that you kicked the door down. Was it more excitement or was it more relief when you finally won the state title?
Maybe a little of both, you know, I think the big thing about it was just so happy for those kids because really a lot of those girls on that team were on all three teams. So that was pretty exciting for them too. And I think excitement, Brad. And I think, you know, we'd been there a couple times prior to that. So the relief part was just getting there the first time. That's the big thing is just to get there. And then of course, once we finally won it, then that's just kind of icing on the cake.
You played for your dad. What lessons did you learn as a player that made you a better coach?
You know, I think just work hard. You know, I've told my players when I was at Linn County when I first started, I've apologized to them because when I first started, all I knew was to work hard and play hard. And I just think the hard work is a big thing. You know, Dad kind of instilled that in me, whether we were working in the garden or whatever it may be. Work hard and good things happen for you.
In playing for your dad and then coaching your children, what did you carry from those experiences as you coached your children, and what advice would you give other coaches that have to coach their children?
Well, I think two things that I would say, and I've had a lot of people ask me this. Number one is every kid's different. They handle you differently as a parent, and they handle criticism differently, and they handle, you know, saying good things to them differently. One of my kids thrived on being chewed on and being disciplined, and the other one really didn't need that much or care that much about it. So I would say that's the big thing that I learned is to treat them all the same, but treat them both differently too.
Are there different challenges coaching today than when you started?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and I thought long and hard about it, and I really believe that the challenges are not the kids, it's the parents and our society. You know, we've allowed these kids not to fight their own battles. These parents want to fight their battles for them. And you know, by golly, by the time you're a senior in high school, you should be handling your business. You know, you should be taking care of your own business and being responsible enough to show up on time to practice or to school and do the things you need to do. Because these parents are doing these kids no favors by the way they're bringing them up. Now, that's not all parents, but I think as a general rule, that's what we're seeing.
Bob Roberts, my guest, Legends Award recipient. Now, I don't normally pass along questions in advance, but with your career, I thought we've done so many of these interviews, I wanted to take a different slant on particular games and remembrances and give you a fair shot at thinking about this. So let's go down the list. What was the best game that you ever coached in?
Well, the best game I think I ever coached in has to be the two state championship games. Those are the two that come to mind right off the bat. And, you know, I think those just for the sentimental value of just state championship and ring on my finger, I think those two have to be right there.
All right. This may be the same, but the most memorable game that you coached in, they could be for any different reason. Maybe the lights went out. I don't know.
I think the most memorable game was the game we played in the North Shelby tournament against Marion County, my boys, when I was in Atlanta. We were 18 down, and at that time, a great restaurant named Clappers. All of our fans took off and left at halftime and left us. The girls had won by 30 in the championship game, and the boys were down by 18 to Marion County, a good Ryan Wood team, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And we come back and caught them, and we're actually ahead of them by 6 going into the fourth quarter and beat them by 10. And so I think that's maybe my most memorable game. And then also I would have to say that the semifinal game when Brandy scored 41 or whatever it was, we were down 16 late in the game. So I think those two stick out in my mind.
All right. Best high school boys player, not named Roberts, you coached against?
Mike Smith. Mike Smith from Van Far, hands down.
Yeah.
You know, a memory of him, we played in the district tournament championship over there at Van Far, which was a big disadvantage to us. We're right there with him with about 2 minutes left. We're down 4 points, and he catches the ball on the right wing, gives it up fake, and my guy goes up and he goes around and just tomahawks one on his head. So, by far the best player I ever coached against.
Playing professionally overseas. Yeah. Best high school girls player, not named Roberts, you coached against?
Two of them. Duella Holiday from Monroe City and Christy Douglas from Macon. Those two stand out in my mind as being exceptional athletes and great players.
All right. The loss that was the toughest to get over.
You were there. 1995 sectional game against Meadville.
Yeah.
Lost in overtime. Tough one, man. Still think about it. Tough.
Think about what you would have done differently or the emotions of it all.
Well, yeah, just think. Anytime a coach loses a close game, he thinks about what he should have done differently, all the things, the adjustments you could have made, even what I didn't do in the overtime I wish I would have done, you know, things like that. And those things just kind of haunt you as a coach. You remember the good things, but you definitely remember the bad things too.
All right. And then the biggest change you would like to see in high school basketball?
You know, I'll give that a lot of thought. Everybody wants the shot clock.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, because that's what it is in the colleges. That's what it is in the pros and all the AAU stuff, do the shot clock and everything like that. To me, I really think that I'm one of those people that I've managed the game so much as far as we've won a lot of games when I coached, but by managing the game. And I'm sure if we had a shot clock, I'd probably run it right down and take my shot at the end. So I've given that a lot of thought, and I guess just for the betterment of the kids and probably overall basketball, I suppose the shot clock is the right thing to do.
All right. Well, Bob Roberts, we'll wrap up here. We've done previously interviews. When you were at Northeast, you had an eye on conservation, right? So my final question, would you have been a Hall of Fame conservation agent?
You know, I think it would have been a bad conservation agent because I love to hunt and fish too much. And from what I hear, they don't get a chance to do that too much. So I think it would have been a bad one.
So your career turned out just fine.
I think you did the right thing, yeah.
Bob, congratulations. Glad to have you a part of our banquet.
Thanks, Brad, for a lot of years.
You got it. Bob Roberts, our Legends Award winner at the 2019 Crest All-Star Basketball Banquet.